Thank you for calling customer service. This is Yasmin. How may I help you?
Yes, what company is this?
Well, we provide customer service for several different companies. May I please have your zip code so I can look up your account for you?
28214. 28214. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. May I have your name?
Lucian White.
One moment. All right, Ms. White, can I get you to verify your address?
11319 Red Finch Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 282-114.
Thank you, Ms. White. I do see on March the 8th, there was an order for a Hype watch and a Hype earbud where you pay the shipping on March the 8th.
The cost that's on this that was deducted from his account was $64. So that's the cost of the watch?
No, when you did the order on when you paid the shipping cost on March the 8th, that was just the cost to ship the watch to try for 14 days. After the 14-day trial period, we bill you the full price of the watch and the AirPods.
Oh, no.
What's the cost of the watch?
The watch is $69.97.
Oh,
no.
No.
He's about to ship that.
I'm shipping that back to you.
Hold on. He's about to ship that back to you.
No.
And the airpiece and everything. He did not know it was a trial basis.
I didn't know it was a trial basis.
Yeah, I do apologize. But now, what I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount off the product.
No. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
It's no.
No
problem. We need a – you still got the box that it came in?
No.
Okay, we need address to be able to ship this back to you.
All right, now the watch is a great watch where it does.
We understand,
keep...
man. We really understand, but he did not know
cost
to this watch.
I didn't.
What's the address to ship this to? I'm laughing because
now,
I had this on my phone too, and I clicked nope, not interested.
Now there is a $9.99 restocking fee for each product. So what I can do is I can offer you a 50% discount off each product.
No.
Okay, hold on. You're going to charge him for restocking, and he's giving you your product back, and you already got shipping. So are you going to send him a postage paid shipping label to send this back to you? That's the only way we'll pay a stocking fee. Because if we're going to pay to ship it back to you, that's a fee. So we either can get the cost of shipping it back to you, or you cop that stocking fee.
Now what I can do for you, I could give you 50% off the watch and give you the earbuds for free.
Okay, so you're still looking at $35 for a watch. Man, he got about three watches in that dress. He thought the watch was free.
Yeah, I swear to God, yeah, because he said free.
And it said free because mine said free also, and I clicked deny because I knew I didn't need any more.
It'll be $32.49 for both the watch. That'll be the price for both the watch and the earbuds.
No, ma'am.
No, I ain't going with that because you telling me, because I got a charge here for $64.97. And $69.97. See this one right here?
Right, but
Well, what you have to do is you still have to pay the shipping cost to return it as well as the restock fee of $9.99.
So there's two items. So you're going to charge me $18 to restock the watch and the airpiece?
Then you have to pay the shipping cost. Yes, ma'am.
So you're saying, if I keep this watch for $32 and the AirBuds for free.
Yes, ma'am.
Because with the shipping fee and the stocking fee, that's $37 right there. Okay, so therefore, if he keeps the watch for $32, so you're going to give him the 50% off and refund a portion of his money back?
Yes, ma'am. We'll refund the earbuds for $64.97. And also half off the watch.
So how much would that be? You're going to refund
$64.97? No, and we'll refund $34.99 and $64.97, and he keep both.
Okay. So total of what you're going to refund?
Let me add those two together. One moment.
So that's the order. And that's the what?
The total amount would be $99.96.
Okay, $99.96, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if he decided to send both back to you, what was the full cost of that Airbus?
The Airbus is $64.97.
Okay, and what's the cost of the watch?
$69.97.
Total of?
Let me add those two up for you one moment.
I got it. I'm sorry. I got it. $135.94. And that's what that's at. And then the shipping added into that. So about $140-something. Okay. So he's going to keep the watch. He's going to keep the Airbus. You got a hard bargain there, ma'am. But you're fair.
So you're going to refund me?
You're going to refund to his card back. You're going to change
it. I'm going to change my card. I got to.
He changed that card. Cause he
even though he changed the card with the bank, they'll be able to transfer it to his account.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so you're going to refund $99.90. Go ahead.
Now, I've already sent you out an email confirmation. It's going to you're going to receive two. One is going to show the $64.97, and one is going to show $34.99.
So this is showing that $64.97.
Okay,
and
that's $34.90. Yes.
So that's going to be the refund. So now, do he have to pay anything else concerning this watch and this Airbus?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what else he needs to do at this time?
That's all he has to do. And the refund, as you see, I sent you the email confirmation, and you could just let your bank know that you had a refund, and they'll transfer it to your account.
Okay, I'll let them know tomorrow.
So, no, you doing this today, or are you doing this tomorrow?
I've already issued the refund, but it takes 3 to 5 business days.
So it'll be okay if he discusses with his bank tomorrow because they're closed now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Did I solve your problem? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
That.
I appreciate it.
So this is a paperwork that he can hold on to just in case you have any issue later, right?
That is correct.
Thank you. We appreciate that. What was your name again?
My name is Yasmina.
Yasmina?
Yeah, Yasmina.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
And thank you. And you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.